We have a birthday today, or yesterday. Has anybody else had a birthday this week? Okay. I went to Krispy Kreme Thursday night, and they gave me a birthday cupcake and a drink. I said, my birthday's in December. I said, y'all aren't prophesying, are you? I'm not going to be here in December. They said, no, the thing you just said, it's time for you to have a birthday treat. I said, well, go ahead then, praise God. But we do have a real birthday. Laura, it's your birthday yesterday. So we're going to sing happy birthday to her. Amen? Okay, here we go. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Laura. Happy birthday to you. How old are you? Oh, not that one. Happy birthday, sister. Sister Frankie wanted to say something. Amen. Also, I'm going to be, y'all remember Brother Pollock, the guy that actually did our, helped do Bethany's funeral? Remember him, Ed Pollock? Some of y'all guys worked with him. Y'all called him Cecil B. DeMille. Well, I'm going to be at his church this week from Wednesday to Friday doing a revival. It's in Grifton. If y'all get a chance, it's in Grifton, Church of Christ, Church of, yeah. It's the church. I had to give you the address. What now? There you go. There you go. Christian Church Disciples of Christ. Yes. He texted me. It was so cool. He texted me yesterday and said, I'm looking forward to this week. Bro, he said, I'm looking forward to this week, my blue-eyed soul brother. Oh, that's right. Okay. All righty then. Go ahead and quit while you're behind. Okay, get your Bibles out. You know, the last couple of weeks we talked about being in the storm. And I was praying about it yesterday. And I'm going to just finish up in a whole different way about the power of the storm. I'm going to give you some reminders in your storm. Last 2 weeks was on the power of the storm. Now we're going to talk about reminders in the storm. So get your Bible. I don't really have a straight text. I got more of a topical, which I don't normally do, but I'm going to do topical today. Turn your Bibles to 2 Corinthians 4, 7, and 8. Let me just take it on down to verse 10. Stand for the reading of the Word. It was so amazing this morning to be awakened by preaching in the church and preaching to all colors, all races, and we got crazy. I loved it. Got some crazy praise going. I just woke up rejoicing. It was just a powerful thing. I said, God, I know that's going to happen today, but I know it's going to happen, and I'm thanking you for it. Amen. Can y'all say amen? All right, 2 Corinthians 4, 7. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels. In other words, God's give us something. Wonderful treasure, gold. And the problem is the gold's in a wooden box, a clay box, actually, a clay pot. And the clay pot has cracks in it, and the clay pot breaks up. The clay pot gets in all kinds of trouble. So here we are. We have this treasure in earthen vessels. And God did it on a purpose that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus Christ, that the Lord also life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. Stretch forth your hands this way. Father, we love you. We praise your name. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you, God, for we feel your presence in this place today. Father, we welcome your presence. God, help us, Lord, to get lost in your presence today. And the way to get lost in your presence is to get lost in the Word. As the Word goes forth, Lord, even though it's coming from clay lips, Lord, the Word is golden. The Word is a treasure. Help us, Lord, to take it and to deposit in our clay vessels and to know that something special is taking place already, but is taking place even more as the service progresses. In the name of Jesus, we pray. And the church said, amen. You can be seated on the way down and tell somebody, the past is behind us. Your future is ahead of us. God is with us. And nothing shall be impossible. Sister Grace at the convent opened a letter from home and found a $100 bill from her parents. She smiled at the gesture, and as she read the letter by the window, she noticed a shabbily dressed stranger leaning against the lamppost just below. Quickly, she wrote, "Don't despair, Sister Grace," on a piece of paper, wrapped the $100 bill in it, and tossed it out the window. The stranger picked it up and read the note, and he tipped his hat to Sister Grace and hurried away. The next day, Sister Grace was told that the man was asking to see her. So she went down and found a stranger waiting, and without a word, he handed her a huge wad of $100 bills. "What is this?" she asked. He said, "This is your $8,000, sister," he replied. "Don't despair, paid 80-1. You got to think about that one. All right, isn't God good? So now, how many knows we've been through some storms lately? Amen. We've had physical storms. We had some this week. There's storms all over the world, but there's also storms in our heart. We've been talking about it for a couple of weeks. So today we're just going to have some fun. I hope you have some fun. If you don't have fun, then we'll just keep praying for you. Amen. Because this is something really, really awesome to remind ourselves when we're going through something. Don't confuse your path with your destination. Just because it's stormy now doesn't mean that you aren't headed for sunshine. Remember that. I'm going to say it again. Look, I love it. Don't confuse your path with your destination. Just because it's stormy now doesn't mean that you aren't headed for sunshine. Amen? God's got this. Y'all say that. God's got this. Amen? I'm going to talk about how to stay strong during life challenges. And God, remind me again. Have you ever just had to be reminded of something? God's doing something for you, but you just kind of forget that what he's doing, or your trust starts dwindling, or you just kind of fade out with God. You just fade out. You just push him to the side. He's second, third, fourth, fifth place in your life. And then all of a sudden, God starts tapping you and says, "Look, I don't like being third, fourth, fifth place. I don't like being in the back of the line. I want to be in the front of the line." And so God starts reminding us. So here we are in these storms. There's six things. I'm going to go through it pretty quick. So you have to fight through some bad days to earn the best days of your life. Remember that. You have to go through some bad days, fight through them to earn the best days of your life. So watch this. Reminder number one. Get ready. Here we go. We're going to be kind of quick. I hope we are. Matter of fact, the more you shout, the quicker we'll go. Okay, we're going slow, real slow right now, but we can get faster. Ready? Look at somebody and tell them, you have a 100% track record for getting through everything in your life. Tell somebody that. Tell somebody else. You have a 100% track record for getting through everything in your life. We are surrounded and battered by troubles. This is the message version of what we just read. We are surrounded and battered by troubles, but we are not demoralized. We're not sure what to do, but we know that God knows what to do. We've been spiritually terrorized, but God hasn't left our side. We've been thrown down, but we haven't broken. Wow. Come, somebody give the Lord a hand clap on that one. Come on. Yeah, I've been thrown down, but I ain't been broken. Yeah, yes, things are tough, but I'm telling you, I'm still eating. Watch this. I love this anyway. Look, I'm still breathing. So are you still breathing? My heart's still beating. You have what it takes to walk ahead powerfully. Amen. God's got this. We can keep going. There's things that have hit all of us that we thought was going to be the end. But guess what? We're still here. Somebody needs to get happy. Amen. We're still here, aren't we? Look, remind yourself every day, it will be okay. Y'all say that. It'll be okay. Come on, it'll be okay. God always somehow gets me through it. Trust Him. Just say, I trust Him. Oh, come on, y'all. Get in it. I trust Him. Amen. God has got this. Remember, you have a 100% track record of getting everything through in your life. And if you make it to the other side, guess what? God was through with you here. Amen. God was through with you here if you go step on the other side. So number one, remember, you got a 100% track record. Stay strong, weather the storms. I will oppose and then I will stop and start. Or I can't even talk. Praise God. There it is. Y'all can read. Amen. I don't have those pictures up here with me. Those pictures are down there for y'all and up here. Oh, here we go. I will pass and then it will pass. Praise God. Stay strong. Weather the storm. It will pass and then you'll make it through. It's hard to read good writing. Amen. Glory. Go ahead. Yeah. It's hard to read good writing. Amen. All right. Reminder number one is you have a 100% chance of getting through it, or track record of getting through it. Number two, watch this. This too shall pass. DC come to one day and said, Daddy, I swallowed a marble and a quarter. I said, what in the world did you do that for? He said, Daniel dared me to put them in hold them in my mouth. I swallowed them. He said, now what do I do? I said, we're going to quote some word here. He said, watch that. I said, this too shall pass. Amen. So watch this. Here it is, 2 Corinthians 4:16-8 thing. So now, good God. That dream got me all messed up last night. I woke up, I've been so excited about that dream. Yeah. I didn't get up on the wrong side of the bed. I got up on the awesome side of the bed. Amen. Okay, here we go. Yeah, we were in Walgreens last night, and this little autistic child came up and just hugged me. Hug Linda and hug me. First she hugged Linda, then she hugged me. And the grandma said, she doesn't do that. She doesn't go to people. And then she takes Linda's hand, she takes my hand, and says, come here, Grandma. And she says, let's pray. And we were in the checkout line at Walgreens. Of course, people behind us went around. And we started praying. And as we were praying, it was just such an awesome prayer. And then Grandma started praying. And then it was just amazing because she said, Lord, bless this man of God. And she didn't know I was a preacher. And just all the things that was going on, I said, God, something amazing is happening. There's something in the atmosphere. I see it. Something special is happening. Then I had that dream this morning. And I'm just telling you, it just something is getting ready to happen. This too shall pass. Amen? So we're not giving up. How could we? Even though on the outside it often looks like things are falling apart on us. Y'all listen carefully. One more time. Listen. Please don't get distracted. Throw all the squirrels away. Ready? So we're not giving up. How could we? Even though on the outside it often looks like things are falling apart on us, on the inside, where God is making new life, not a day goes by without His unfolding grace. These hard times are small potatoes compared to the coming good times, the lavish celebration prepared for us. There's far more here than meets the eye. The things we see now are here today and gone tomorrow, but the things we cannot see will last forever. Whoa. Go ahead and get a little another hand clap of praise for the word. His word. Not my word. His word. Amen. Look, watch this. Storms will come and storms will go, but you're going to outlive it. Amen. You're going to make it. Look at somebody and say, you're going to make it. Amen. You might have to put some galoshes on. You may have to put a rain hat on, but you're going to make it. Praise God. Remember, this season will eventually pass. You know, how many remember when you were growing up? And I remember Mama buy me a pair of pants, and by the time I wore them, she would order them from Sears and Roebuck. Y'all remember all that? She would order my clothes from Sears and Roebuck. By the time they got here, I'd already outgrown them. Y'all remember that? Yeah, I remember those days. Amen. So look, but eventually it got to where everything started matching up. And in your life right now, there's things going on that you can't even figure out why it's going this way, why it's happening this way. But if you'll hold on, you'll see, shall pass. God's got a plan. Amen. Now, reminder number three. Come on, here we go. Remember, the quieter y'all are, the slower I am. A diamond is a chunk of coal. I'm going to get it right this time. A diamond is a chunk of coal that did really well under pressure. Henry Kissinger. Y'all remember him? A diamond is a chunk of coal that did really well under pressure. How good are you under pressure? How good are you at handling when things are being thrown at you from everywhere? Watch this. Reminder number three. Here it goes. Diamonds are made under pressure, and so are you. The challenges will be the making of you. What you are going through now, you think it's tearing you apart. It's not tearing you apart. It's making you. It's changing you. I can look back through my life, and it's always in the hardest of times when I thought God was farthest from me is when God was doing the greatest work in my life. And God did some amazing things, and is still doing them. Amen. Diamonds are made under pressure, and so are you. Tell somebody that. Diamonds are made under pressure, and so are you. Tell somebody that. That's right. So look. So just say shine. 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 That's right. Look, here it goes again. I love it. There's more to come. Romans 5, 3 and 5. There's more to come. We continue to shout our praise even when we're hemmed in with troubles because we know how troubles can develop passionate patience in us. And how that patience in turn forges the tempered steel of virtue, keeping it alert for whatever God will do next. Life's challenges pressuring you. They're softening your rough edges and molding you and shaping you. Amen? How many work with somebody that just grates you? How many work with somebody that really gets on your nerves? How many know it got a neighbor or something? When you hear them talk, it's like chalk down a chalkboard. I mean, a fingernail down a chalkboard. You know somebody like that? You know, you got somebody like that in your life, and you're thinking, God, why can't you move them? And God says, because they're sandpaper I'm using to soften you. They're sandpaper I'm using to grind off the rough edges. Oh, I know. I don't like his style, but look, he likes it, so we got to contend with it. God will put you in some of the weirdest places with some of the weirdest people that will grate your nerves just to see or let you see that he cares enough about you to take sandpaper and sand down the rough edges. You see, on the other side of this challenge, on the other side, y'all say that, on the other side of this challenge, you're going to shine again, bigger and brighter than before. Wow. That's awesome. Now here's one of my favorites. All these are fun. All these are great, but this is one of my favorites. Pain can change you, but that doesn't mean it has to be a bad change. Take the pain and turn it into wisdom. Take the pain and turn it into wisdom. Wow. Reminder number four, all challenges can turn into wisdom. All, you'll say all. All of them. The Bible says, if any of you need wisdom, let him ask of God, which giveth to all men largely. They give it to all men largely, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given unto him. James 1 and 5. You know, there's a difference in knowledge and wisdom. I've known some people that had knowledge, but didn't have wisdom. And actually, they just hurt people. I've seen other people that didn't have knowledge, but they had wisdom, and they could do more with that wisdom than a man could with knowledge and no wisdom. Wisdom and no knowledge is better than knowledge and no wisdom. But together, wow, watch this. Here's the difference. Get ready. Knowledge is know-how. And wisdom is how-to. One is know-how. The other one is how-to. Application. Use the wisdom that's there. Challenges form greater understanding, skills, and life wisdom. Matter of fact, right now, and I want y'all to say this to somebody. Look at somebody. Repeat after me. Look at somebody and say, there's a purpose to what you're going through. Later on, you're going to look back and thank God. Right now, you can't thank Him. But later on, you're going to go back and you're going to say, you know what, God? Thank you so much that you trusted me enough. You know, I've told this illustration before, but it's perfect for right here. years ago, number one crop in Georgia was cotton. What's the number one enemy of cotton? They had an epidemic of boll weevils. The farmers were going broke. They couldn't get rid of their cotton was totally destroyed constantly by the boll weevils. They didn't know what to do. They tried to find another kind of cotton to use. They tried to find the right kind of insecticide to use, but no matter or pesticide, but no matter what they used, they couldn't get rid of the boll weevils. Their work was in vain because no matter how hard that they tried to work harder. They tried to figure out a better way to plant the cotton. No matter what they did, the boll weevil was tearing the cotton up. One farmer did some research. And he went and told the other farmers at a meeting, says, I know what we need to do. We need to plant peanuts. We can't get rid of the boll weevil, but we can get rid of what he likes to eat. And so let's plant some peanuts. They said, you're crazy. And so he planted his fields full of peanuts. They're still planting cotton. The weevils are tearing them up. He plants his fields with the peanuts. When it came harvest time, he didn't have to work half as hard as the other guys were working. And he made as much in 4 months as they made through the whole year because he planted peanuts. Now, what is Georgia known for now? Amen. You know why? Because they said, we figured out how to beat that boll weevil. Instead of keep feeding him cotton that he likes, we'll feed him something he can't stand. And that is peanuts. Some of y'all in here right now, you just keep making your cotton. And the devil keeps beating you up. He's beating you up. And God says, I want you to understand something. Your whole problem is you keep planting cotton. You got to learn. Sometimes you got to stop planting cotton. And you got to learn when the peanut season is. And use that. After he did so good, the rest of the guys joined in. And like I said, the rest is history. Georgia's known for its peanuts. Some of y'all in here, if you could ask God, God, I got pain right now. God, I'm planting cotton. And I can't seem to get anything accomplished. The boll weevils are tearing me up. I can't get anywhere. Listen to him. Sometimes he's trying to tell you it's time to plant peanuts. It's time to figure out a different strategy and quit doing the same thing that you've always done. You know what Albert Einstein said, the definition of insanity, to keep doing what you always did and expect a different result. So watch this. God, show me. Y'all say this to me. God, show me what my boll weevil is. Show me how to take his food away. And help me to flourish. Turn my pain into wisdom. In the name of Jesus. Amen. So, number four. Now here we go. Get ready. This is good stuff here. Reminder number five. Come on. There we go. Sometimes, y'all listen to this. There's a song like this too. That I really, really like. Sometimes good things fall apart so that better things can fall together. Wow. Sometimes good things fall apart so better things can fall together. Every story has an end, but in life, every end is just a new beginning. Wow. So reminder number five. Sometimes things fall apart so that better things can fall together. Wow. I'm going to let you just sit there and soak on that one for a while. Has there ever been a time in your life, just think about it, has there ever been a time in your life that you had this one thing that you thought you couldn't do without? And when God allowed it to be taken away, life was crushed until you realized He had something better in store. I like that t-shirt I saw when DC and Daniel were playing ball, and it said, "You can't steal second when your feet are still on first base." You think sometimes everything's falling to pieces? It's not. God's doing something special in your life. Thank Him for it. Romans 8:28 in the Phillips translation says, "Moreover, we know that to those who love God, who are called according to His plan, everything that happens fits into a pattern for good." Everything fits into a pattern for good. Sometimes, listen carefully, sometimes it's actually God's way of spring cleaning you to prepare you for the coming season in your life. You know, this morning, after I was so excited about the dream and all this, I was doing a little homework, and I'll be my last day of class is December 9th. And so after this class I'm finishing up today and tomorrow, I've got three more classes, and it's over. I've got it. Like I said, my professors are trying to get me to go on to be a therapist, and I said, if I go to one more class, I'm going to need therapy. I've been going since 2015. I'm ready to get a break. So I'm right. This young lady responded to one of my threaded discussions, and she said, "Thank you for being so candid," because this whole semester has been on grieving, and I talked a lot about Bethany. And I was open about it. And even my last paper, which is a 12-page essay, Bethany's going to be incorporated a lot in that paper. And I was so candid and open about all this. And she wrote me this morning and she said, "Thank you so much for allowing us to share in your life. Because not only do we share in your grief, we've watched you, and now we're sharing in your healing." And then she said, "I really hated that in a couple of months," because I go to people from England, and people from, you know how it is when you're online, people from England, people from Australia, people from all over the place. And this girl here, I think, I'm not sure where she's from. I think she's from California. But she said, "I hate that in a couple of months we will no longer be in class together." And it hit me. You know, I was excited, but at the same time, you know, I'm feeling kind of funny inside, because now there's a change, another change. This isn't falling apart. This one is just coming to a head. It's coming to an end. But again, every time we step out of one place, every time God closes that door, every time God allows it to be tore up, always look at it as a doorway, stepping into something else. Amen? So again, even though it's tempting to think that life is beating you down, just pause. And remember, God is doing something in you that He can't do any other way. He's got you on the potter's wheel. You're spinning. You're marred. You're spinning. Everything's out of control in your life. And you think because everything's out of control in your life that God's not around, not realizing that you're in the potter's hands. You're on the potter's wheel. Yes, everything's spinning out of control. And everything's being rearranged. And everything's changing. You're going, "I can't understand why everything's doing this." And God's saying, "Just be still. I know what I got. I got another thing in mind. I had you molded one way, but I got a better way now. So just hold on. We're going to do something different." And it's amazing what happens. You know, let me tell you a story. How many ever heard of a baseball player in the late 1900s, or late 1800s, or early 1900s, how many ever heard of a guy named Mordecai Brown? Okay, Mordecai Brown. You got it. Look, I see, yeah. Mordecai Brown, you know what his name was? Three Fingers. This guy's a young guy. He was a good ball player, but as a young guy, he had two separate accidents. The first accident, he actually was working a feed material into a farmer's feed chopper, and he slipped, and his hand fell into the knives. When his hand fell into the knives, it severed much of his index finger, damaging to others, and the doctor repaired the rest of his hand as best he could. But while he was still healing, he fell. And when he fell, he broke several fingers. They were not reset properly, especially the middle finger. So here's a guy with three fingers that are deformed. He still can play ball. So he goes and tries out for ball, and he's so good at it that he winds up being a minor league third baseman. As he's a minor league third baseman, the pitcher was down in the game, and the coach noticed how he threw from third base to first base, how the ball spun and dropped. And he said, look, he called him up. He said, our pitchers are out. Can we put you in? He said, I've never pitched before. He said, that doesn't matter. I need you. I know you can throw strikes. You get in. And he never stepped out of his pitcher spot again. Old Three Fingers was impossible almost to hit. His win-loss record, he played from the age of 26 to the age of 40. The guy had a win-loss record of 239 wins, 130 losses with three fingers. His earned run average was two. Two. Three Fingers. He's in the Baseball Hall of Fame, put in there in 1949. After his career as a ball player, he was a baseball manager. Now, he could have let, when he was a teenager, falling in that feeder and tearing his hands up, although he was a wonderful baseball player, he could let that ruin his dreams. But instead, he kept pursuing his dream, and with three mangled fingers, a part of a finger and three mangled fingers, winds up being one of the greatest pitchers of his time. Let me ask you a question. What is falling apart in your life? What is in it right now that you're going, God, are you watching? God, do you see me? God, are you even paying attention? I mean, here I am, my fingers are falling to pieces, and about the time I think they're going to heal, I fall down and break them again. God, do you understand, God, that I need to be a certain way to do what I want to do? And God's saying, do you understand that I don't need anything certain? All I need is somebody that's willing, and I can do something with you that you will never understand and never regret. Some of y'all in here right now, remember, there's some things that have fallen apart. And you think life is over. You think your calling is over. You think that God can't use you anymore. Or you can think, wow, one time everything was wonderful and now everything is stressful and it's tearing me apart. Just remember old Mordecai Brown. He rose up and was recognized and wound up being awesome. God's got something for you. And here's reminder number six, which goes right along with it. Of course, that's life is never, it pulled up too high. Okay, life is never the same after the storms of life. You'll be stronger, wiser, more alive than ever before. Your life will never be the same as God is molding you and He's shaping you and you see what's going on in your life. And you think that everything's falling apart, But it's not falling. Casting Crowns sings that. You think things are falling apart, but they're actually falling together. Wow. You think God is punishing you, and God's not punishing you. God's molding you and shaping you. And God's making something special out of you. So reminder number 6. What we resist persists. So it's vital to let go and flow. What am I talking about? If God's trying to do something in your life, how many seems to have walked around the same mountain 100 times in your life? Guess what? I've learned that when I keep walking around the same mountain. I'm always walking around the same mountain. Maybe I didn't learn what I was supposed to learn. Maybe I didn't understand. God was trying to show me something. I didn't see it. And so I got to change the way I walk. So I got to see, what is he trying to show me? So I don't have to keep doing the same thing over and over and over again. You're always going to be doing something. You're always going to have challenges. You're always going to have to work. You're always going to have to reach out to God. But if you just keep doing the same thing over and over and over again, is it possible that you are resisting what God is trying to do in your life? Is it possible? That your mind is made up. You know, I did something so crazy the other night. Linda had a prescription, and it was late at night. She had a prescription the doctor gave her, and we were at the gas station. And I just told her before we got to the gas station, I said, I'll tell you what, won't you, because the dogs hadn't been fed and they hadn't been taken care of, I said, I'll tell you what, we'll go to Walgreens, and you just roll down the window and give me your prescription. I'll go take care of that. You go take care of the dog. She says, fine. Then she stops for gas. So I'm leaning in her window. And I said, don't forget to stop at Walgreens and give me that prescription. She says, honey, you're in the window right now. Why don't I just give it to you now? You'll get it in a minute. I had my mind so set on her stopping at Walgreens, giving me the prescription, and me going in, that when I was there, I didn't know, when we talked about it, we didn't know we were going to the gas station. So here we are at the gas station. And while we're at the gas station, I'm leaning in the window. I could have just picked it up right then, but all I could think of, don't forget now, when we get through getting gas, you stop by Walgreens and give me that prescription as I'm in the window. And she says, honey. I said, what? She says, where's the prescription? I said, it's right there. She says, why don't I just give it to you now? I said, wow, my mind is in 1,000 places, you know. And she said, what it was your mind was already set on the plan that you were going to stop at Walgreens and I was going to stop by and give you that. And so you had to get that plan out of your head because I made a detour and went into the gas station. Now you're right here. You can get it from me now. How many times has your mind been so fixed on what you thought was the plan that when a detour came or when the opportunity arose, you didn't take advantage of it or you didn't do what was coming because you had your mind so made up that this is the plan that you miss what God's trying to do for you? Get ready. Your attitude is everything when it comes to staying strong. Do you know that? The choice is yours. It starts in your mindset. You can be a victor or a victim. The choice is yours. Saying this is happening, you know, instead of saying this is happening and I choose peace. Tuesday nights, we've been going through this Live Now, Live Strong, and it's amazing. And the crowd keeps picking up. It's really good. The prisoners love it. They just want to say, I'm going tomorrow and I'm gonna give them some more. And they just say, when are you gonna come back? When are you gonna give us some more of this? Because this is helping us not to kill each other. Remember I told you last week when the prisoner said, I was trying to read my Bible. It's I read 4 pages and I didn't know what I read because these other guys were in here because they're in a big room. He said the other guys wouldn't be quiet. He said, I was getting ready to get up and pop them all right in the head. Oh, you're reading your Bible, but you're going to get mad and get up and beat somebody up. I said, are y'all playing church? Smile, breathe something. And the guys laughed at me and said, no, since you taught me how to breathe, now I haven't killed anybody. All right. So, Tuesday nights, learning how to, how we handle things. When things come against us, a different way to handle it, a different way to shift ourselves, a different way to look at things, to change our mindset. When we change our mindset, it's amazing how things are different. It's amazing how things change. There's one thing we did the other night, and I want you to remember this. I want y'all to say this too. I can tell you right now, y'all has already been in the class, you know this, but those that haven't been, I'm gonna give you a challenge. I can get you to change one word in your vocabulary, and it will change your outlook for good. How would you like that? Change one word in your vocabulary, it'll change your outlook for good. Get ready. How many says, well, I got to go to work this morning? No, how many say that? How many say that? Everybody say that? How many say, I've got to go to the grocery store? I've got to do this, I've got to do that. I want you to change it from I've got to I get to. Instead of I have to, I get to. When your job is driving you crazy, instead of going, oh God, I have to go to work this morning, you say, I get to go to work this morning. Why? Because there's thousands of people that are out of work would love to have your job. When you go home at night, you say, I have to go back to that cranky spouse. Instead of saying, I have to go back to that spouse, say, I get to go back to that spouse. Because there's thousands of people that would have your spouse. No questions asked. Nobody in here, y'all offering to give one away? I don't have to go to church this morning. I get to go to church. Wow. I don't have to wash my clothes. I get to wash my clothes because I pass by hundreds of people that go to a laundromat. They don't have a washing machine. I don't have to go to the grocery store. I get to go to the grocery store because there's hundreds of people that wish they had enough money to even step foot in Food Lion. So change the way you look at it. Look, change that one word. I don't have to. I get to. And your life will start changing. You will not be the same. There it is. You will not be the same after the storms of life. You'll be stronger, wiser, more alive than ever before. Sometimes you just have to bow your head. Say a prayer. Come on up here, DC. Praise the Lord, sister. Praise the Lord. Amen. It made a difference in my life, too. It's amazing. It's amazing what God does when we can stop and let Him change our mindset. Do it His way. That's right. It's a whole lot better to do it His way. Amen. Okay. Everybody stand. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Every head bowed, every eye closed, nobody looking around. If I was to take a poll right now, and I was to ask how many people have been through some earth-shattering storms lately, no matter how many hands were raised, you probably could double that. Because we all go through storms. We all go through misunderstandings. We all go through times where we're not seeing God's hand in our life. Sometimes because He's not showing it to you because He's working a work. And sometimes it's because we've stepped away. Either way, I don't see His hand. It's during these times that we got to understand something powerful and amazing is taking place. God is working a work in us. He's got us on the wheel. Yes, things seem out of control. Yes, life hurts because the potter is moving stuff around in our life. He's reshaping us. When I think about the butterfly, it starts out as a caterpillar. The caterpillar just eats and eats and eats all day, climbs up in a tree because of nature and because of instinct, climbs up in the tree when the time is right and just starts spinning a cocoon. And then it's in absolute darkness for weeks. And in this darkness, the caterpillar turns to a jelly-like. And the metamorphosis is taking place. The change from crawling to flying is taking place. And it's in this dark place. It's got to be horrible. Because the body is changing so much. And they're in this dark place and can't even see what's going on. Some of us in here right now, we're in that dark place. We're in that cocoon. God is reshaping us. God is changing us. God is doing a new work in our life. And as we're doing this, we don't understand what's going on. And all you hear is God say, trust me. Trust me. Trust me. That caterpillar goes in looking just like a caterpillar. When it comes out, it's totally changed. Everything is changed. Everything. It walks different. It smells different. It eats different. It does different. Totally. Where it crawled up the tree, now it flies down. Some of y'all right now don't even understand. You've crawled to your cocoon. You're in darkness. And you don't understand that God's allowing everything to fall apart so He can do something better in your life. Right now, when nobody's looking around, every eye's closed, every head's bowed. If you would say, Pastor, I've been through the storm. Still going through some of them. And I just need God's help through this. Number one, you already got help with the sermon today. A different perspective, how to see it. But you're still needing help because the storm still hurts. It's still wreaking havoc in your life. You're in the dark place. Everything's turning to jelly. You don't realize that a beautiful butterfly is coming out of it. If you're needing that help, I need help. I need guidance. I need God to just talk to me, show me, hold me, comfort me with every head bowed, every eye closed. You just lift that hand. I just need it. I need it. I need it. Bless them, Lord. Bless them. Bless them. I'm in a dark place, God, but I know on the other side is something amazing. Help me keep the faith to believe it. All right, let's pray together. Everybody pray together. Everybody. Lord, I thank you that you care enough about me that you won't leave me the same, but you desire to help me grow into something and into someone powerful to be used by you. Lord, I trust you. But as the man who said, Lord, I believe, help my unbelief. Lord, I believe, but I need you right now to help me. Say that. I believe right now, but I need you to help me. Say it, because I'm in a dark place and I need you. Right now, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for peace in the dark space. And I thank you for what you're doing in my life. Give Lord a hand clap of praise. I can't tell you when, but I can tell you this. One day you're going to look back on what you're going through now, and you're going to say, thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. God's got this. Y'all say that. God's got this. We trust him. Does anybody need prayer before we close? Anybody need prayer? Tuesday night, we're still doing Live Now, Live Strong. The very first thing we did was silence. Now we're going to talk about walking. And so we're moving. We're moving forward. Remember, this is all about the senses and how you do things. And last week we even talked about how you handle it when somebody gets around you and starts talking junk to you. How you handle it. That's pretty cool. How many's ever had people talk junk to you? Okay. Or somebody comes to you and they're exploding, how to handle it and how to get through it and how to have that peace. And remember this, all this we're doing is getting you to a position where you can hear from God. Because 90% of the time, your circumstances are speaking so loud, you can't hear God. And this is all about learning to hear from God. And remember this, when God talks, it's always in a redemptive way. Remember that. We'll talk about it Tuesday night. It's always in a redemptive way. Something good's going to come from it. It always has a redemptive tone to it. Amen? And also remember, the Christian Church of the Church of Christ or however that is, Brother Pollock's church, Wednesday night, Thursday night, and Friday night, we're having revival. Amen. So it's in Grifton. So if you want to go, you can call one. We'll find it. We'll give you an address so you can get to it. It's really easy to get to. It's not hard at all. It's just you got to know how to get to it. Amen. Brother Pollock's an awesome guy. He's absolutely one of the finest men I've ever met in my entire life. And I can't wait. Amen. All right. So all hearts and minds clear. Amen. Brother Steve, will you dismiss us in prayer, please? How you doing, girl? You are so beautiful.